What's up, fam? It's your girl, Janitha. You're back with some more marketing tips. We're going to get straight into it. Tonight, we're going to be talking about why rappers need to be creating content on a daily basis. Why, Sway? Why? All right, this is why, y'all. At the end of the day, we're living in a different world. We're no longer in the 90s, no longer in the 2000s, no longer in the 2010s. We live in a world where we're no longer just competing with other musicians. We're now competing with everyone else and they mama who creates content on the internet. That can become quite challenging. You may ask, like, well, what are we competing for? What is this competition about? The thing that we're competing for is attention. And it makes it a lot harder to get ears and eyes on your music when there's millions of other people trying to get their attention as well. But guess what? The attention is going towards things that people need. So me, as an artist, I want you to listen to my song. I'm going to get something out of that. But what does the person get out of it? Now, if my track's amazing, then yes, they heard a new song. But let's not get it twisted. We're all aware of what we're doing here now. This ain't back when this shit first came out. The other person on the other end is well aware that I need them to listen to my song. They're well aware of that. So what am I doing for them to listen to it? They know that. Like, nah, I ain't gonna listen, right? But then you have other content creators who are coming on like, today's video, let me show you how I created a rose garden. Let me show you how I did this. Or I'm getting on and making beats and showing you how I'm using my plugins inside of my DAW. Or I'm getting on and I'm showing you how I do my songwriting. That is showing someone something. That's going to give them something that they either want or need in their life. That way, this is how this thing works. You begin to give people what they want or what they need. Because they want or slash need it, they will begin to come to you because you're the person who has it, right? Now, this is where we get into the algorithm opening up. Because rappers and musicians are only posting whenever they have a new song or a new project to post, that means you're only seeing maybe a new post that means something once every month to once every 4 months for an album release. People are dropping albums about or mixtapes about once every 4 months. That is just not enough content to be dropped for the algorithm. Forget the people. It's just not enough content for the algorithm to even be able to pick up on who's watching your content. What do they look like? What's their age? Are they a woman? Are they a man? Because once the algorithm knows those things, then it knows who else to share your content to, who else to put your content in front of. But if you're not posting enough, the algorithm can never catch on to these things and start pushing your content to more people. So this is why you're seeing other content creators blow up, because they're giving the algorithm more than enough data to go off of. So the social media platforms can see who is watching their content and who likes it. Even if this person only gets 10 views a day, the algorithm can see, okay, these 10 viewers are in the age group of 25 and 28. They're all women. So let's push it to these people. Now, after a month, the person starts getting 25, 30 views on each video. But that's how it works. But we'll never get there as musicians if we're depending on our projects to be the big post. Now, I know you may be saying, like, that ain't the only time I post. I post more than that. But that's why this is why you should be creating content. Because just to post, I used to post. We can all post casually. Just got off of work. Glad that day's over. Post. That's a post. But that post isn't something that someone wants or needs. It's just me posting, which is okay. That's called a lifestyle post. those posts are just fine because it does put people into your daily routine, into your life. Lets people know, like, oh, you got a job. I didn't know that. I thought you just did this all day. What's your job? And they start asking or more intrigued about more things. But it's not a post that they want or need, so it's not a post that they're going to come back for. People are not coming back to see how your day at work went every day. It's just facts, bro. It's not happening. I promise you. That's not why they're coming to your page. But if you start creating content on something that you believe your viewers want or need, you will see that they continue to come back because they want and need it. So they know whenever they want it or need it, you're the one to give it to them. And then guess what's going to happen? When it is time for you to drop your single, or for you to drop your mixtape, you will already have people that come to you every day for that thing that they want or need, and they'll be happy to oblige and listen to your music. Why? Because you've been fulfilling a need and a want for them. So why wouldn't they want to fulfill a need and a want for you, which is getting your music heard? So it's quid pro quo? Something like that. But either way, I hope you understand after this video why rappers, musicians need to be creating content on a daily basis. I gotta get out of here, go to bed, tired, but hope this was helpful. It's your girl, Janether. I'm out.